Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now, let's actually go to Reagan International Airport and speak with Jeff Zeleny, who's actually, he's a White House reporter for a part of the New York Times and has just gone through the security check line at Reagan International Airport, which gets us to what we're talking to you about today, right, Jeff?
It does. Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to get a new announcement from the Obama administration about their new approach to airport security, which is a bit of a departure from what was announced just after the Christmas Day bombing attempt on that plane over Detroit. At that point, he labeled 14 countries at risk countries where the people flying to the U.S. from those countries would get extra security. How is the new policy different from that?
Well, the new policy will be more of an intelligence-based system. For the last 3 months or so, really anyone traveling through these 14 countries, mostly Muslim, any Saudi nationals, Pakistani nationals, anyone with that type of passport has been pulled out for secondary screening. Now, all people flying to the U.S. from foreign capitals, foreign airports, will go through an intelligence-based screening. So what that means is that that they will not just be stopping everyone who comes from these 14 countries. They will base their secondary security screenings on threat-based things. So one example is if the current chatter and threat is potentially on a young man or young men aged 20 to 25 who've been traveling to Yemen, who've been traveling to other places, their profiles will pop up in the system, theoretically, and they will be stopped for a secondary screening. So the question is this profiling? The administration says, well, not exactly, but the reaction today, I think, will possibly suggest that it is.
It's also going to include things like what hotel you're flying from, whether you're on a one-way ticket, things like that, right?
It is. It's going to look at your travel patterns, your travel history, at some of your characteristics and traits. So it is going to, theoretically at least, be a secondary security screening system based on the sort of real-time threats that are going on right now. The challenge here is, though, our airlines, our security officials in some of these airports going to be able to process all this information. You know, 3 months ago, President Obama said that the U.S. had sufficient information to stop the would-be suicide bomber on Christmas Day, but they failed to connect the dots. Now there's going to be even more information. Will they be able to connect those dots? And that's the question.
Jeff, you take a lot of short trips and you travel light, right?
That's right. No question.
Did you get pulled out of the security line?
I did not. I sailed right through.
Okay.
Do you wear loafers, Jeff, or do you have the tie shoes?
Always loafers in the airport, no question.
Jeff, this to a certain extent, this could remove racial profiling because it's hinging on some other tangible things. Is that a fair thing to say?
It could, I think, but it also, it's going to reduce the number of people being screened, but the people who are being screened are theoretically the people who fit some type of profile. It just will not be a blanket based on everyone's nationality.
And when will this be in place?
It is being implemented this month, and travelers who are flying to the U.S. from foreign airports, international airports, will see this soon.
Okay, Jeff Zeleny is the White House reporter for our partner, the New York Times, sailing right through airport security at Reagan International Airport.